This is Wade Brathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Under the 1976 Toxic Substances Control Act, the EPA can test chemicals only when it has been provided evidence of harm. This allows chemical companies to largely regulate themselves and is why the EPA has restricted only 5 chemicals out of the tens of thousands on the market in the last 40 years. A 2011 report by the University of Kentucky Center for Research on Violence Against Women found that only 14 to 18% of all sexual assaults reported to police are prosecuted. According to the FBI, between 2009 and 2010, 61% of all female victims and 84% of all male victims of sexual assaults are younger than 18. For females, the age with the most sexual assault victims was 14, and for males was 4. 75% of assaults are by someone the victim knew. Only 11% involve weapons, and most do not entail serious injuries. While the cocaine trade has plunged in the U.S. in recent years, the heroin and methamphetamine markets have exploded. Meth seized at the southwest border has quintupled since 2008, and heroin has more than tripled. In reaction to the Oregon takeover, Senator Cruz now says the U.S. government shouldn't own more than 50% of the land in any state, and Mark Rubio from Florida says state legislatures need to handle all of this any way the wind blows. The association Clean Hands is seeking a prison sentence of 8 years for Princess Cristina of Spain for her part in tax fraud as part of a corruption case involving $6 million skimmed from sports transactions. North Carolina, Louisiana, and Oklahoma require doctors to provide ultrasounds after 16 weeks, supposedly to prove that no abortions are done after 20 weeks, but women believe it is meant to intimidate doctors. As many as 500,000 guns are stolen annually. 73% of people buy their guns, 19% get them as a gift, 3% through a trade, and 5% inherit them. The U.S. has gained 14 million jobs since February 2010. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Brathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.